Pickaxe.
So klingt frische Musik. Und so klingt frische bei Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche rote Tafeläpfel aus Deutschland. 2 Kilo für nur 1,79 Euro. Oder Mini-Roma-Rispentomaten 300 Gramm für nur 1,11 Euro. Entdecke viele weitere Angebote zum Aldi-Preis. Und weiter geht's mit frischer Musik für jeden Geschmack. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hello and welcome to Yogg's Cast.
All right, Yo, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm making a Yogg pod of all the outtakes that we haven't used.
What's an outtake?
An outtake.
Yes.
It's like something that wasn't good enough to go in the real Yogg pod.
Yeah. The left out stuff, basically.
I wanted you to do like an introduction.
Oh, like Marys always does in the movies.
Yeah.
So something like, "Hello, welcome to Yogg's Pod." To Yogg's Pod.
You're right. You sound a bit stoned.
No, I have something with my lungs. The bottom of my lungs are like diseased with some sort of infection because of the cold weather and shit.
Right.
But I'm just too. When I'm making myself clear, some letters will like fade when I speak. Welcome to the Yogg's Cast. Welcome to the Yogg's Cast. What do you enjoy more, Zephyrs? Welcome to the Yogg's Cast. This is the Yogg's Pod. Welcome to Yogg's Pod. This is the finest quality homegrown grass. This will be the edition where we're showing you guys what we never showed you. Well, we're not showing anything. How do you say it? Like, showing, but then for, like, music in English. Like, I'm letting you hear something? No, but it doesn't make sense.
You basically want to just say, Yoey, welcome to the Yogg Pod. This is the special edition where all the bits that weren't good enough to go into the Yogg Pod are condensed down into a big lump and smoked.
Yes. Welcome to special Yogg Pod. The left out Yogg Pod. Welcome to the left out Yogg Pod.
You're listening to the Yogg Pod.
Do 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 do. Oh shit, now I'm singing the fucking Pokemon music.
Charlizard, I choose you.
Charlizard.
That's what he says. That's me doing Charlizard.
He's not Charlizard. There's no L.
Because all the Pokemon say their own names, so he's going Charlizard.
There's no L. Can you hear me?
Charlizard. There's no lizard.
Is my mic work? Is my mic on?
Charlizard.
That's how he like fires the fire. He belches.
Lovely.
But then he sounds like he's tiny, but he's a giant dragon.
Charizard.
Wow, LHC delays give the Tevatron a shot at getting the Higgs boson.
What?
The LHC is, like, fucked until at least September next year.
Isn't some celebrity year, going to open it or start it or something? Like Tom Hanks or something stupid.
I love this. I love this. The post that starts off like, you know, and the first reply on SA is, great, now we have two doomsday generators that are almost functional.
I think that is actually the official term for the LHC. The doomsday generator. And it is Tom Hanks who's turning it on again.
Shut up! What do you mean?
Yeah, Tom Hanks is turning it on so they get some publicity.
Tom Hanks is turning the doomsday generator on? What is this, like some fucking superhero film? Is like Christian Bale going to come out and like start shouting at people? Don't fucking break my LHC!
I mean,
amateurs!
It's quite typical, isn't it? I mean, just... Do you think the people in charge of the Large Hadron Collider, when it broke, called up tech support in India, and they were advised to turn it off and back on again? And that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, you be the tech support, and I'll ring up from the LHC.
Oh, no, I've got to do a racist accent again.
No, you haven't. You're just an Indian.
Okay, okay.
Okay, I'm a French person in charge of the LHC. Hang on, let me ring tech support.
You're Pakistani, Frenchman. Hello, I'm just going to ring the tech support. My LHC is broken down. Hello?
Hang on.
Who is that, please?
That's not Indian.
No, I'm being the Frenchman, because you can't do a French accent.
I can't do Indian either.
Hello there, please. What is your problem?
Right, so our LHC's crashed. L'LHC? Oui, c'est cassé. We can't ring the tech support.
If that is Sims, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Sims! Oh my god, that would be hilarious.
Don't even fucking think about it. Don't.
We're calling tech support. Ring. I'll put some ring sounds in it.
Hello? You have reached the tech support. Very nice. Hello?
Who are you supposed to be? Where is this tech support base?
I am Mr. Patel. You have reached us, the tech support.
You sound like you're in France.
No. I am in Delhi. It's very warm here.
Have I called the wrong number? Have I called, the local French pizza shop or something?
French pizza.
That would have been one hell of a misdial, wouldn't it?
French pizza.
What do they sell in France?
They don't have pizza.
Right, the baguette shop. The baguette shop.
So, yeah, you just call and you can have, a takeaway baguette.
Yeah. Made to order. Any shape you want.
I'd like four baguettes, please. White ones. The long thin ones, please. Thanks.
Lamadia said she'd like a little knob.
Excuse me? Do you know what I would like, Lamadia? I would like a couple of flowery baps. Have you got any hot buns for me?
No. Sorry.
You're listening to the Yonk Pod.
Yeah. Our friendship cannot be measured in rating.
No.
Lewis.
Yeah.
If our friendship had a rating, it would be over 9,000.
That's the most romantic thing you've ever said to me.
How do I do it in a Murloc? How do I do a Murloc speaking? They don't speak, they just... I'm escorting this weird level 1 gnome from Ironforge to Stormwind so that he can sell cats to people. What the fuck? We just rode on the bike to the tram station, took the tram together, and now he's going back on the bike to the trade district in Stormwind. It's like, my wife is sick, you buy cat. I don't even know this guy has any cats. Hello, mister, you buy cat.
Is this person talking to you in Ironforge?
Well, he was in Ironforge, but I took him to Stormwind, so now he's bothering
people
there.
Why did you take
him
to Stormwind? How did you do that? Did you invite him to your group?
Yeah.
So you're basically joining in with his, cat selling.
His madness, yeah.
He's a mad cat. What is he? Is a dwarf?
He's a gnome. Hello, mister. You buy cat? One cat, 50 MSK. Two cat, 75 MSK. God quality. My wife is sick.
My wife is sick? Yeah. Why is his wife sick? Ask him, oh my god. What's
She's
MSK?
She's probably allergic to cats. Please, mister, I need to get rid of the cats. My wife is sick. Oh, we're going to Goldshire.
My wife is sick.
My wife asked.
Have you bought one?
By the way, does beautiful spells write? Beautiful lady, you buy cat. He's still saying to me, please, my wife is sick, you buy cat. I just bought him an 8-slot bag. He gave him a dozen cats. He's asking me if I want to buy a cat. Both kittens and fully grown, please buy cat. Because I asked him earlier, are they kittens or are they fully grown? I just bought him 3 more bags. Oh God, Stephanie. Who's Stephanie? Is that Collower?
Yes.
Stephanie, oh, I like kittens. How soft are the bones? My teeth aren't very strong. He just ran off, saying cat no for sale. You are listening to your car. That's terrible, terrible. I'm just going to end up saying this after every one that I do. I'm just going to be going, that's terrible.
The air raid crush can be described as shoulder back to belly pile driver.
You're still reading about wrestling moves on Wikipedia.
There's a million fucking wrestling moves. My God.
Are you interested in the sport of wrestling? It's ancient. It's one of the oldest sports.
I have
from
a
the
problem
times
with wrestling.
Of the Greeks oiling each other up and accidentally buggering each other.
Deliberately, I think the Greeks.
They did do it naked again, didn't they? What is it about wrestling and... Jeez. And women in mud or jelly or jello, if you're American.
Or baked beans.
In an inflatable pool.
I've never really found anything of that particularly arousing. Have you?
No.
Like mud wrestling and stuff. No. God.
There's something they have in Japan. I forget what it's called. It might just be called lotion or something. They have this really thick stuff. It basically looks like spunk, right? It's like a really thick slime, pretty much. Like, you remember Noel's House Party and all those, you know, Saturday morning TV shows where they'd, like, gunge someone? It's like that, but porn. They gunge people. So they cover people with, like, this weird gunge. I don't know what it's in it. It must be, like, cornstarch. In like a, you know, in a weird mix. It's very odd.
Okay.
And they just throw it over each other. And I don't know if they wrestle, actually. Maybe I should do some research on this.
Don't. I think there's, I think it's a sort of a strange human condition that they like to be covered in weird stuff like foam parties and things. Have you ever been to a foam, like, party at nightclub?
A what?
A foam party.
Oh, a foam... Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, that's not messy at all, though, is it? It's just... It all just comes off, anyway. It doesn't, like, stain
yeah,
or...
sort of leave it sort of
stick
dripping
to
wet.
You.
Probably wouldn't be so good to go to in this weather. I mean, bearing in mind, as soon as you stepped outside, you'd probably, like, freeze solid.
Lamadia sent you something, apparently. And I don't get it.
Do you not know what the Pokemon is?
No. Is it Squirtle?
No, it's Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur. Bulb.
It's got like a bulb on it. It's like a dinosaur with a bulb on it.
Oh, Bulbasaur. It's going to leave your bulb a sore. Ah, oh, Jesus. Terrible joke.
You've obviously... You weren't around when we were talking about the Pokemon thread in GBS, which is absolutely, I didn't understand at all. And Lamadia identified every single Pokemon in the thread, like, instantly.
Oh, that's sad. Very sad.
Well, it's because she was the right age.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all!
Right.
We could be, like, the Team Rocket of Yogs, you and I. I don't know who's in... what are they called? Team Rocket?
Isn't there one, like, one
Bill
woman
and Jill
with purple hair? Bill I Am.
They got really long hair, haven't they?
Jill
Jesse and
I
James.
Jesse, maybe.
Meowf! I can't quite remember how he talks.
Thank
it's
God.
It's been a very long time. Meowf!
The fact that you watched any of Pokemon at all is quite worrying, since when it was released you were probably about 25.
I think it's older than you think.
Maybe. Maybe.
Team Rocket, blast off at the speed of light. Surrender now or prepare to fight. Mewf, that's right.
God.
That's apparently what they say. Mewf, that's right.
Hang on, no, does he always... Oh, that's right, they always say their name, don't they? Whenever Pokemon talk, they always say their name, and then they say something.
Pika! Pikachu!
Oh, God!
What does that really stupid duck say? What's he called? Psyduck? Does he actually say Psyduck? Psyduck!
Yeah, probably. Quack. Just like that.
I like how Lemadia is, like, sending me these chat things, telling me how Psyduck says Psyduck.
I mean, how does he say Psyduck?
Apparently he says Psyduck.
Really?
Thanks.
Thanks.
That's really helpful. It's 5 o'clock.
If you say it's 5 o'clock like that, I can edit it out very easily. You have to say it's 5 o'clock in the middle of a sentence in order for me not
it's
to
It's 5 o'clock
it
in the middle of a sentence.
No, but you have to say it in the middle of a topical sentence.
So, how about that Gordon Brown, eh? Gah, what a complete... It's 5 o'clock, idiot he is, eh? Gah.
What's wrong with Gordon Brown? I thought we were praising him for only having one eye, yet still be able to, like, lead the country.
So, I don't think you can really... I mean, that's not really how you should judge how successful a Prime Minister is by, you know, how few eyes he has that work. So, I mean, if we had...
But
if
it's
he,
an indication...
God help us all, if David Blunkett became Prime Minister, that wouldn't automatically qualify him as the greatest Prime Minister of all time.
No.
Although, actually, he does have a dog. So, the dog has two working eyes. So... if he was made Prime Minister, the Prime Minister of the country would be him and his dog. I forget what his dog's called, actually. I think it may have died.
Excellent.
Sadie. He had a dog called Sadie. So Sadie was the one who died. In one memorable
incident, Lucy,
a black Labrador, vomited during a speech by opposition member David Willetts.
Oh my gosh.
Apparently one time, a new guide dog that he got accidentally took him to the Conservative Party front bench instead of the Labour one.
Oh, the comedy of the House of Commons.
He must know, though. You know, it's veering off to the right instead of the left, and he doesn't question this. I'm fairly certain the... the front bench is over on the left. Where's my dog taking me? Oh, what's going... Oh dear. Oh, what's the confusion?
Oh, hello, Mr. Major.
Hello.
Is that John Major?
John Majors, yeah.
That was a very good impression.
Thank you. I could do an impression of anyone saying hello badly.
Can you? Can you do Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise. I don't know how Tom... How does Tom Cruise even talk?
You said you could do anyone.
Hello. That's him going mad and laughing. Because he's like
Tom
in love.
Cruise. God.
Yeah.
Do Mr. Blobby.
Blobby, Blobby, Blobby.
Beautiful.
That's how he says hello.
That was beautiful. Do Nathan Explosion from that
what?
Show.
Hello.
Nathan Explosion does not talk like that.
Who's Nathan Explosion? What kind of a name
from
is that?
Metalocalypse. Have you ever watched that?
Metalocalypse.
Yeah.
From the comedy thing. I forget what it's called. What the fuck is it called? Robot Chicken?
Adult Swim.
And Adult Swim, yeah. Jesus. Is it like a typical death metal voice?
Nathan Explosion.
Yeah, it's like that.
Hello!
Does anyone else have any requests for Honeydew? The media wants Yoda. This is like request hour. Yogg's Cast request hour.
Say hello, I will.
Lovely. Mr. Bean? The Sesame Street vampire man, the Count.
Hello! It's so long since I've seen it. I've no idea.
That was really good. One.
He's called the Count, and he counts. I mean, how genius is that?
I mean, that was one of their best ideas ever, wasn't it?
A Count, and he counts. I mean, what other titles could you have? Could you have a knight who is black, like the knight? Oh, actually, that's a bit dodgy.
Lamedia asks if you've seen the Patrick Stewart B episode. Can you do
Patrick
Stewart?
I'm not sure I want to.
Engage. There are four lights.
Four lights.
How can you not get that reference? It's from an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation.
What's it from? Sorry?
It's from Star Trek The Next Generation, starring Patrick Stewart. Hence, Patrick Stewart impression of him saying...
It's 7 minutes past five. See, that's when you should do it. That's when you should do it.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Cool, wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Hol dir dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer.